Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today is a long-awaited interview. We have Noelle Randall on the line from Noelle Randall Coaching and also founder of NewRez. Noelle, hey, just want to say finally we get to work together. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. It's so exciting to be here, Adam. Like, I've followed you for so long. I absolutely love the Mission Matters podcast and the platform. So excited to be here.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun today, and I'm excited to get into what you're doing over at NewRez, Noelle Randall Coaching, of course. I understand you have some two-day events coming up in the very near future for some on teaching individuals about real estate investing, how to get started, how to take their career further if they're already in it. So we got a lot to cover, and of course, the book that we authored together. So I'm so excited to get into this as well. Much to cover, but we'll start this episode the way that we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So Noelle, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Noelle, what mission matters to you?
Wow. So when I started Noelle Randall Coaching, my entire mission was to help others in real estate investing and to start a business. I had started from my parents' basement. I was broke. I was bankrupt. I had bad credit, multiple foreclosures. Like, I had lost everything in the financial crash in 2008. So I ended up back in my parents' basement. When I was in my parents' basement, I started going to all of those different events. I know you may have seen them on the radio station, and you know, they're teaching real estate. And I just would go, like, I'm going to learn this thing. I'm not going to get beat by real estate. And so, long story short, I ended up getting a coach, and he taught me how to wholesale. I ended up making a ton of money in real estate, and now today a multimillionaire. So I just believe so much in lifting as you climb, you know, teaching other people as you learn and grow. And so I just have made this my mission. I want to take people from working 9-to-5 jobs to becoming successful entrepreneurs just like me. So that's my mission.
It's an amazing story, and I want to you know, circle back to maybe some of those early days, because there'll be some people that watch this and they're like, okay, but you know, Noelle can do it. Noelle did it, and you know, she you know, there's always these things that come up in people's minds. But I'm guessing, so you said it pretty quickly, but when you're, you know, back, as you mentioned, busted in 2008 in terms of back, you had to move back home, right?
Ugly times.
Get started again. Like, that wasn't an easy thing, right? Like, it wasn't like, oh, it just worked after that. Like, tell us a little bit more about maybe what was going through your head during that time period.
Oh my gosh. So like I said, I was in my early 20s, and I'm living in Atlanta, and it's 2002, 2003. And I'm just flipping houses with a full-time job. Okay. Like, the people at my job are flipping houses. We watch HGTV. The market is just going up. So we never really learned real estate. You know what I mean? But we just were making money. So when the crash happens in 2008, it was just like really a realization of who I was, what I really knew, you know what I mean? And really had to self-assess, like, okay, chick, you don't know anything. You have messed things up, and it is time to learn. You know what I mean? So I kind of, of course, you lick your wounds, you're crying, you're sad, you're depressed, you're like back in your parents' basement, and you know, embarrassment, all of that. Yes. But then at the same time, kind of like, all right, let's assess, let's learn real estate the right way. And it was really me just being comfortable being dumb. You know what I mean? Me being comfortable, like, all right, I don't know what I'm talking about. I didn't know what I was doing. Let me actually learn it. And from there, that's where the success came. You know what I mean? That's where, okay, I'm going to say the script. He says, say the script and flip a house, you know, flip, do some wholesaling. That's what I did.
And the coaching side of things. So I love when people go into coaching and helping other individuals, like you're doing with Noelle Randall Coaching, after they've already, you know, they've had these ups and downs, right, that led them to build themselves back up so that they can, you know, teach and show others how to do and accomplish things that they themselves have done. So the learning process, like you mentioned, you would go to an event, or you'd go to like other things to learn. Like, was there a mentor? mentors? Like, how did all this
process? Eventually, you get a mentor. So you start going to conferences, seminars, you know, just ones you see on, you know, there were ones advertised on Eventbrite. And, you know, you hear on the radio. And I'm just going, you know, some of them were free. Some of them were $50, you know, low cost. And eventually you start to realize, all right, I'm going to invest in myself. I really want to take this to the next level. And so I eventually did get a coach, and it was about $20,000. And I literally had to cancel one of my college courses, okay, in order to pay this coach. But at the same time, I knew what he was going to teach me was going to help me make money. And it did. So it paid off for me. And it really has to, again, more so than anything, made me realize, like, okay, if I, you know, learn something and really learn it, and if I have to pay to learn it, that's fine, because I'm going to do it and recoup my investment. But I'm going to start investing in myself. You know what I mean? And so that's really, to me, what coaching has started off as, and what it's morphed into today as I'm now coaching. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I love it. And it makes total sense. And we're going to get into your coaching program and also the events you have coming up. But I want to take a little sidebar here to get into the book and really the inspiration behind it. So I know your journey had a lot to do with this. So the title of your writing was, "What Are You Waiting For? Change Your Life Through Real Estate." What are you hoping are some of the main things that your readers will take away from this?
My biggest hope is that my readers can see that it was real estate that turned me into a millionaire, not where I started. I think there's just so many myths about real estate, about how risky it is, how much money you're going to lose, not realizing that that is where most wealth is created. You know what I mean? And you don't have to actually be in a great situation to start investing in real estate and change your entire financial situation. So it was my entire hope, dream, aspiration that anyone that reads this chapter realizes that this chick started from her parents' basement. She had no money, bad credit, multiple foreclosures, just like the worst situation ever. Wait a minute. I probably can do this right now. You know what I mean? Because I'm in a better situation than she was in.
Yeah. And you say it so nicely, and I know it's so easy for somebody to watch this again, but just because Noelle's so polished, just because she has these skills and is great in front of camera. I mean, she also has a huge YouTube channel. We'll talk about that as well, where she's giving away a ton of free content on investing and just business in general. So actually, maybe let's dive into your channel a bit here.
How did that get started? That is the millionaire. I made it. Let's give away as much information as possible for free. So to me, that was like the dream. And it's so funny. Like, how could your dream be a YouTube channel? I don't know. But one day it did. It became my dream to do a YouTube channel. And it was, of course, people forcing me, like, why don't you do this on a bigger scale? But at the same time, realizing, like, I have all this information. Mm-hmm. I started from nothing. I could just tell these people and they could do the same thing. So now I'm in the airport. I got subscribers. I got people telling me how much I've taught them and how many successes they've been able to have, how they were able to start a business or get business credit, or, you know, they did a wholesale deal, you know, and I was able to teach them all of that stuff for free. Yeah. Like, it's amazing.
And I want you to talk right now for a moment or two to the people out there that do have an abundance of knowledge and that are accomplished on the importance of paying it forward through creating content. Yes. Because in my mind, there's so many people out there that, you know, they'll watch something, but I'm like, you have to contribute. You have to get back. If you have something that you've done that you feel is worth sharing, like, you got to create something so that others can benefit. Because I don't know, maybe this was the case for yourself, but when I got into content creation and even doing a show like this and otherwise, like, I didn't really understand the power of, like, how many people you could help with information. I thought, well, all the information's out there. What do I have to say? Like, what's been your experience?
So that's exactly what you're saying. Like, one, just wanting to contribute and bring value, but then realizing when they come back and people are thank you for making that video. Thank you for teaching me this thing. And realizing that it almost is a duty to pay it forward. Like, how else is someone else going to see that they can do it too if we don't share our story? So I love that I'm able to connect with people. I love that they know and believe I started from my parents' basement, so that they really know in their heart of hearts they can do it too. And I think that's propelled people to be successful because they did connect with me and then, like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah. So I have to ask, did you start off great in front of camera and on the channel and in the content, or did it take you a little bit to kind of catch your groove?
It took a minute. Just like everything, you start ugly. You know what I mean? Like what I'm telling you, I was in my parents' basement. No, my first deal was not a $100,000 deal. You know, it was like a $4,000 deal. You know, you just start where you are. But I say that jokingly because like, obviously now I do deals that make $300,000 per deal. So jokingly only making $4,000 on a deal is nothing to me at this stage. But if you're just starting and you're in your parents' basement, it's an amazing accomplishment. So for me to have made a crappy video and even 10 people watched it, I was like, yes, high five, sis.
Oh my gosh, that's so great. I think about my first YouTube channel back, which is now since gone and down, but I think I have the video somewhere. One day I'm gonna have to bring those out and do a reel of the world's worst YouTube channels. Everybody can see it, and I'm gonna put it out there just as an inspiration, like, hey, yes, if we can do this, then you can do it too.
And it was an evolution. So you may have started the YouTube channel and YouTube wasn't your thing, but podcasting, obviously you kill at it. So, you know, it is what it is. Like my Facebook's channel is still whack. So people love me on YouTube, not Facebook. It is what it is.
Oh, that's amazing. So let's go a little bit further into, I want to dive into some of the businesses that you have. So maybe let's start with NewRez. So tell us a little bit more about that company.
So NewRez is a real estate company that I started to get people to invest in real estate. So we did a crowdfund, and this was, I'm so proud of this because I'm like I got actually an award for this. Like I was the only person on the True Crowd platform that ever raised the maximum, which at the time was $1,070,000. Okay. Wow. So that's $1,070,000 through unaccredited investors, and people could invest as little as $500. Okay. And we did over 1,100 investors and we raised $1,000,000 and we got the properties. And so it's a short-term rental business. So I'm literally in one of the businesses right now, in one of the properties right now in Kissimmee, Florida. This is a duplex and it's owned by me and the investors at NewRez, and we split the profits. And we're continuously growing this company. We do short-term rentals, obviously, which is Airbnbs, you know, for those that don't know the terminology, but just Airbnbs, and mostly around Disney World. Like this property is like 5 minutes from Disney World. We have lots of them around Disney, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, but I have properties in Dallas, Texas, North Carolina. So this is a business that we've been able to do all around the United States. But then at the same time, what's so special to me was that I was able to use crowd funds and teach people about how you can raise money for a business. You know what I mean? By just showing them with me doing it.
Yeah. And what do you think was one of the reasons that you were so successful on the raise? Like what do you attribute?
Obviously the YouTube channel. That was the social media. That was the YouTube channel. Like people still tell me like, it's amazing how quickly I raised the money. And again, it was during the pandemic. We've, you know, since closed the fund, but at the same time, the power of people saying, yes, I want to invest in that business, because not only was I able to let them have the investment, we were able to give our investors free nights, you know what I mean? And have some exclusive and bonuses like that. But then too, I was able to give them my course on doing Airbnb business. So people are like, wow, okay, for investing 500, you're going to give me a $500 course. So it was almost a no-brainer because I was already an influencer. So I don't even know which one should come first, but obviously I know in my case, it was because of the influence on what we have on social media was which made the race so easy.
Yeah, it's a great story, but I also think it's a great example of somebody kind of staying within their niche and being authentic to their audience. Like, let's just be clear, like you didn't. So I think sometimes when people think about maybe influence or having platforms or other things like that, like you didn't go out there and say, hey, we're going to start creating, I don't know, pencil erasers and we're going to sell those. No, it was real estate, right? And people knew you for real estate and you already had years of experience and knowledge that you'd been giving people. So, you know, so when they look at you, when they think about, hey, who do I want to do a deal with? They were probably jumping for joy. Like, what? I got it. I got the opportunity to invest with Noelle. Like, come on, let me in.
Yeah. And then just come see Noelle, come to the properties. Like it was just, it opened up so many people's eyes to, you know, not just connecting with me, but what was possible for them. You know what I mean? Like we're always talking about just being able to give back. Like, wait a minute, you were able to do this starting from your parents' basement and now you're raising money. Like even just that evolution of me showing them was valuable.
So Noelle's challenge. I'm a big fan of the challenge model, what it looks like, and I think the results that people get from it. Like, what was the seed for this idea?
So this was about growing your wealth. So that's kind of always been, you know, like my thing. You know how some people have their thing? Mine is grow your wealth, grow your wealth, grow your wealth. Because it's not about getting rich. I want you to create, well, I love real estate because it's wealth. You know what I mean? I can give my properties. I have more properties. I'm able to put properties in my children's name. You know what I mean? They're going up in value. These properties I know will never sell. You know, they'll be generational properties. So keeping that in mind, it's like, let's grow your wealth. Let me teach you how to establish a business, you know, a business that you set up properly where you got the EIN properly. You can get business funding. You know what I mean? You have the capital that you need. And then talk about the real estate, because no matter what you do, whether it be a landscaping business, a hairstylist, you got to get some real estate. You got to get some real estate.
Love it. So give me the breakdown for the, I understand you have a challenge coming up. So give me the breakdown for the format and like what the attendees can expect, because I definitely want our audience to go check it out and check out the website and all that good stuff.
Okay. So it's easy. It's noelleschallenge.com, but this is a weekend. Okay. What I'm the challenge is that we're going to grow your wealth in one weekend. So it's a Saturday and a Sunday, okay? And it's 4 hours each day. But if you want to upgrade to the VIP or the Platinum, you literally get a Q&A Zoom call with me. And that's really valuable, where people are saying, I really want to talk to Noelle. All right, we'll upgrade to the Platinum or the VIP. But in any case, even just general admission, we're going to be teaching you for 2 full days. On the first day, I'm going to be breaking down business credit. We're going to even be giving you exercises. I'm going to give you lenders that are lending to startups. You know what I mean? And not only are we going to just talk about these things, we're going to break and you're going to go do them. You know what I mean? If you need to go fix your EIN number, we're going to give you the number to the IRS, and we're going to get that done so that when you come on Monday morning, you're like, okay, I know exactly what I am doing. I have my full wealth building plan. And that is what the challenge is about. In one weekend, let's break it down. Let's spend this time together. And on Monday, we have a business to grow your wealth.
Wow. And what's some of the feedback you've received from this so far? Because I understand you've been doing this for a while now.
Yeah. No, so actually, this is just the third one we've ever done. So we kind of did a test in December, and then we did one in January. We had over 500 tickets sold. It was amazing. Yes. That's the only reason actually we're doing another one. This is almost like, all right, so many people demand it. We had to stop selling tickets because of the limit on how many people come to the Zoom. We literally had to upgrade. So long story short, it was just like, that's by popular demand. Like, people are begging. They're like, okay, I want 2023 to be different than 2022. And this is the time, you know what I mean? 2023 actually, okay, not bragging, but I have a master's from Penn State in economic development. And I have another master's, my MBA, from Baylor. So 2023, you know, not nerding out on you, it's going to have some significant positives, okay? Where the pandemic, for example, created the supply and demand, but they're going to have to bring back those interest rates. They're going to have to bring them down. So interest rates are starting to come back down. Home prices are starting to level back out, but there's a lot of opportunities in the market to get people's properties that are behind on their mortgage payment. Okay. We were seeing a lot of that. We're seeing people upside down. You know what I mean? And those are opportunities for real estate investors. And we're also seeing more money than ever being allocated to lend to businesses, especially women-owned businesses, minority-owned business, veteran-owned businesses. So this is the time to start a business and to invest in real estate. Those two things in combination. So that's really what this is about. Like, you got to take advantage of this opportunity, because this is not going to just happen every single year. And 2023 is perfect time to get some real estate and build a business or grow that business to the next level.
And so one of the themes that we kind of has been going through this conversation would be funding, right? So whether it's, you know, borrowing from a bank, whether it's crowdsourcing, as you did for one particular campaign. Is this one of the things I think you mentioned that you'll be kind of covering? Because I think funding sometimes holds people back.
Yes, that is so big. So that is a big part of it. Like I said, one of the things we teach you is business credit and business funding. And why that's so big to me is because I feel like I messed that up for myself. Like, I started the real estate business that I'm working in 2014, but I didn't actually start establishing any business credit until about 2017, 2018, because I didn't know that I could. And so now to realize how much money I had to use my own personal savings, my own personal credit cards, my own personal credit score going up and down, when in fact there was a solution already available with business credit, where I could have established the business credit. I have now American Expresses with no limits in the business's name. I have $1 million lines of credit in my business's name. And then just all that I've learned about business credit and business funding has been able to exponentially grow my own business and my students' business. It just makes you so much more viable when you have the capital to continually run your business, you know what I mean? And not having that stress of constantly having to earn money to have money. So having business credit and business funds is business changing. It's life changing.
Yeah. And I know that, and you mentioned students. So the thing that I know as I've followed your career is that I know we talked about Noelle's Challenge, and that's a recent one and that's coming up, but you've done quite a bit of coaching and also teaching students through seminars for years, if I'm not mistaken, on real estate and other things. Talk a little bit more about that, because I want people that are watching this to understand that Noelle, the challenge, that's one. Like, Noelle didn't just start this in January. That
no,
was her first for that particular course. I want to clarify that. So talk a little bit more about some of the other work you've done there.
Very good point. Very good point. So I've probably been coaching since, like I said, 2017. So really started to go hard on the real estate and realize, okay, this is successful. And then people saying, okay, let me teach me these things. And so that evolved. Like I said, when I first started teaching real estate investing, I literally would get a van and show people my flips. And this was in Dallas. You know what I mean? I would get like five people together. They pay me $500. I'd show them the documents. I'd give them a list of my contractors, and we would just like do a tour of my flips and showing them how I could do multiple flips at the same time. You know what I mean? And it just grew. Then you start doing events in the back of the Olive Garden. Then the next thing you know, you're at the Hilton Hotel. Then you know, then the YouTube channel. Now, you know, big, huge stages. So it really is about growing and sharing your story as you grow. You know what I mean? There were people that connected with me when I was making $400,000 per year. And now I have people connecting with me when I'm at $10 million per year. So it grows. And I'm excited to teach this because I'm teaching people that have come to YouTube also and start teaching other people. So it's almost like I've become a role model for people to learn, do, teach.
Yeah. And when you were in that van originally with those first, you know, people that trusted you and that you took around, like, first off, what a luxury for them, and what valuable insight for them to catch somebody like yourself in that stage of your career where they could have such direct access, because as platforms get bigger, it becomes more challenging. It's harder to do things like that. But how much fun was that? I feel like some of those first students must be doing pretty well right now.
Some of those, it's so funny. So I actually have even premiered and promoted some of my students on YouTube. And one of them, she's in Costa Rica now. She's retired. Mm-hmm. She actually, sold a lot of her properties and lives off of the proceeds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then she has rental properties that bring her income, and she's in Costa Rica. You know, another one of my friends, she was at one of my classes. She has a few rental properties. One of them does rental properties, but even with special needs adults, you know what I mean? Have transformed her properties into homes that special need adults live in. So just so many, you're right. Like, that's amazing to me too. You know what I mean? I should do like a feature of that. That would be that would be fun.
Well, it's a journey, and I think it's important to document our journeys. And that's one of my favorite things about hosting this show, is that we're really documenting the journeys of entrepreneurs so that others hopefully are inspired to understand that they can do the same. Maybe they're not interested in real estate. If they are interested, obviously, in real estate or starting a business, they need to be involved with Noelle's Challenge and everything you're doing. But if they're not and it's something else, well, great, go pursue that. But just to understand that, like, it's okay. You see somebody on the other side and they're nice and successful, all these other things that have happened. But when they're, you know, when they're crapping out and they're in 2008, they're back in their parents' basement starting from scratch. And obviously you were highly educated. So you had, you know, a bunch of degrees and other things, and you've worked your way up. So so it's not like you were just caught off guard. I mean, everybody was in 2008. So there's going to be other market factors that take place, but even though that are up, sometimes you're going to be down. So tail end of pandemic now. We're recording this just for context in the end of January. Maybe it's today, January? Yes, the last day of January 2023, so the 31st. Yeah. Going into 2023, Noelle, For yourself and maybe for some of your students that are interested in real estate, you mentioned some of the things that you believe will happen, you know, interest rates coming down, a bunch of other things. What should people really be thinking of or kind of focusing on from your perspective as we go into 2023?
The biggest thing that I think that everyone should be focusing on for 2023 is growing their wealth. Okay. Mm-hmm. How do I replace, if you work a job, okay, anyone that works a job, they should be thinking, how do I replace my income with my asset? Okay, that's number one, because then you have your time freedom. And to me, what I really have evolved in starting to talk about, not necessarily just the real estate investments or the business credit, but more so, how do we create the lives that we want? Okay, you know, we're not getting a second chance. No, we get one life and that's it. You know, there's no coming back. There's no do-overs. So it comes a point in all of our lives that we have to decide, what is it that we want? What do we want to spend our time doing? Where do we want to live? What kind of house do we want to live in? What kind of car do we drive? What do I want to be able to do with my time? And so many of us are trapped by jobs or careers that we don't necessarily want. So for 2023, because we're all adults, we have bills and this, that, and the other, how do we start to own our time? How do we start to create that time freedom? And that's the easiest thing, is going to be able to replace that job. You know what I mean? And start to be able to get enough money coming in to pay your bills where you own your time and you can create. You can do YouTube channels if you want to. You can do podcasts if you want to. You can go on the beach. You can do yoga. You can make music. Whatever it is, though, that you want to do, you got to start working on that. Yeah. That's what 2023 should be about.
And that's a great point that you make, because also, as you've even illustrated with that, and I know you mentioned one of your students who, you know, moved to Costa Rica. It's like, at some point you have to just ask yourself what your goals are, right? Whether it's a monetary goal, whether it's a family goal, whether it's a combination or other things. But I like this kind of notion it's really changing the idea of what the, you know, American dream is or what we're supposed to be doing. Cause I feel like at least our generation, maybe some of the generations before, were really taught that idea of like getting ahead and like all these other things are the,
that's kind of culture. Like
the American culture where like
grind,
maybe
grind,
other,
grind.
Other,
it's not, other grind. Areas it doesn't need to be grind, grind, grind.
Like, how they spend their time and quality of living. Like, I'm not going to pick on any other countries I don't want to be like, but I'm just saying,
right.
I'm just saying that it's nice to see that we're evolving to the point to think about our quality of lives as well.
Yeah. And that's so important. It really is. Like, we could talk money all day. We can talk entrepreneurial success all day, but what are we really talking about? We're talking about, are you happy? You know what I mean? Are you happy? That's the big thing. So start getting to happy.
Amazing. So Noelle, it's been great having you on the show today and to catch up. Finally, been wanting to get you on the show for a long time. So great having you on and learning more about all about your journey and what it took to go from, you know, from winning to, you know, not winning so much back at home to now growing a big business with a big following, big YouTube channel, and more importantly, a big mission where you're paying it forward and helping hundreds and hundreds of people to achieve and to grow their wealth through both your coaching programs, through your channel, and really all the content you put out, including the book that you created with us, which I'm so happy and excited to continue to promote. That being said, if somebody is watching or listening to this and they want to connect and follow your journey, and of course, check out the challenge you have going on, what's the best way for them to do that?
So the best thing that I think people can do is to subscribe to my channel, okay? My YouTube channel, Noelle Randall, and it's Noelle Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L. I have over 500 videos that I have made, and I'm constantly putting out content, at least 2 to 3 videos per week, not just teaching you, you know, these things step by step, because I'm probably one of the best teachers, and I've been told this lots of time on YouTube, like really breaking it down, giving you a step by step, again, just sharing all of it to you, because I'm a multimillionaire, because it is my outlet and my mission to share and teach. So I really try to go into detail so that people can do the things that I'm talking about, you know, not just listen to it. I want you to do it. And that's going to be the best way, you know what I mean? And then you can get involved in any of the different things that I offer. You know, if you're wanting one of my books, okay, you can get my book for free, you know, by watching my YouTube channel. You know, you can get different blueprints. I'm always making and creating content to help you grow your wealth. So go to noellerandall.com and YouTube, for my YouTube channel, and subscribe.
And for the challenge, I think it's noelleschallenge.com. Am I off on that? I just want to make sure
that is correct. And then if you want to come to the challenge, please, you need to get tickets. Actually, it's almost sold out, especially the Platinum and the VIP. Those sell out really quickly. That's noelleschallenge.com. And again, Noelle, N-O-E-L-L-E with an S, challenge is C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G-E.com. noelleschallenge.com.
Perfect. And we'll put all that information in the show notes so that our audience can just click on the links and head right on over. And awesome. Speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or connecting with the platform or listening to an episode, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and having them share their mission, the reason behind their mission, really how they're making a difference in the marketplace and what we can all learn from that. The whole point of the Mission Matters platform is to create content that we can all learn from so that we grow together. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or exciting to you, hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Noelle, really, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much again for coming on the show.
Yes, pleasure. I appreciate you so much, Adam. Thank you so much to you, Adam, and to Mission Matters. I love you guys and I love what you guys are doing.